When she was in the administration as the head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, Sheila Bair was an activist, early warning regulator, talking about overexposure on federal insurance programs and advising consumers on how to advocate for themselves, all while the federal government seemed more concerned with preserving the too-big-to-fail banks. Bair hasn't stopped warning consumers, and these days she is reiterating warnings she made years ago about aggressive bank fees that target consumers least able to afford, such drains on their monthly income. Overdraft fees constitute an extremely high interest rate loan for transactions that can easily accumulate up to $35 with fees on lunch and gas and medication charges. The revenue from these fees is up by 6% in the first quarter of this year from 2015 to a total of $2.7 billion. 8% of consumers pay three-quarters of that $2.7 billion. They're the youngest and poorest who use the banking system. Sheila Bair is now president of Washington College on the tranquil eastern shore of Maryland. She says this is an unregulated part of the banking system that began as an incentive for consumers and now has become part of the whole business model itself.
Well, it makes me sad. I mean, this has been an issue for me back in the early 2000s when I did research on this as an academic at UMass. Because all the studies show that overdraft protection fee income disproportionately goes to lower and middle income Americans, young people, students, typically those less sophisticated about financial matters, less prone to understand how to track and manage a checking account, are really the ones that pay, and they're the least able to afford it. And they can pay hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars in fees annually.
So how do you get around those fees? What sophistication do you need to do that? Is it only the people with huge deposits and balances that can make this work without the fees?
Well, if they have huge balances, they probably aren't, you know, they aren't, as you say, they don't need the overdraft. I would just say, I tell everybody, don't take it. Turn it down. You're required, the bank is required to have you affirmatively opt in to debit card overdrafts, point of sale, or ATM overdrafts. So turn it down and make sure that the bank, if you do inadvertently overdraft at the ATM or attempt to, or at a point of sale, that they'll just deny it without charging. And so I think that's number one. Then number two, even though you're not required to opt in, you can certainly turn it down. So if they do overdraft fees on checking account, you know, when you write a check, whether you overdraft, and turn that down too. And if you're worried about not being able to track your account, then ask for, a lot of banks will allow you to link your checking account to a savings account or set up a line of credit for you. And that will be, if you link it to a savings account, it should be only be a few dollars per transaction to be able to transfer those balances if you inadvertently overdraft. If you set up a line of credit, you're probably going to pay more and more of like a credit card interest rate, but still that's going to be a lot cheaper than overdraft protections.
Well, just to review, I mean, if it is cheaper to use even a revolving credit account at, you know, 18 to 20% interest, which is what a credit card would be on a line of credit that a bank would give you, and all of the other options that you described there, linking to savings and other sorts of more organized overdraft protections, That suggests that the bank is being punitive here. I mean, they're basically making an interest rate on a loan that is way beyond what anyone charges in the commercial sector. And why isn't it regulated?
Well, it should be. I mean, it's perverse. It started when this got started. It was the idea, well, you know, we charge these high NSF fees. In other words, the fee that a bank charges when the customer attempts to overdraft. And so let's just charge a really high fee, but we'll cover it for them. And it sounded at first like it was going to be a good deal for consumers, or at least that's how they reacted to it. And because it generated such huge fee income, a lot of, you know, banks were and thrifts were advertising this as free checking, right? So without transparency, that you could be spending hundreds of dollars on your overdraft fees. So it perverted overdraft, and regulators have not treated it as credit, and they should have. They should. And it's frustrating to me that when I was at the FDIC, we tried to tackle this. We basically said you can't order checks based on, you know, the large check. Some banks and some vendors that set up these overdraft protection programs, they will actually rig it so that the biggest check clears first, so that all the smaller checks after that are going to reap a new overdraft fees. So at the FDIC, we told the banks we regulate it. At least you can't do that. You've got to monitor this. You've got to affirmatively call your customer if they're using this over six times a year. You've got to firmly call them and tell them that there are other less costly options that they should be using. So we tried to tackle it, but on an interagency basis, I think it really needs to be done more broadly.
So the rigging of the checks so that the biggest one clears first, so that all the little ones get fees charged, you stopped that. I mean, I've had that happen to me. You actually stopped that one.
Well, we told them no, it had to be neutral. So you could do it, you know, chronologically, you could sequence by check number, but you could not sequence based on fee maximization, which is what that is all about. But I think we were the only regulator to do that. So I think other banks still do it. We haven't even cracked down on that. I just find that is inherently abusive. It's not the kind of things, you know, banks with that FDIC insurance logo should not be doing that kind of thing. And it's frustrating that even that modest reform really hasn't been effectively dealt with by the regulators.
Finally, just because I have to ask you this, why, if a check of mine takes a week to clear, when it's absolutely clear from every computer piece of data that the money is where it says it is and is simply a matter of transfer, that the bank can withhold money and charge a fee that you always have to call them and they'll reverse it, but they'll still charge you. And if you don't call, they will charge you. Yeah. Why can't I charge them a fee for not making the check clear?
Well, that's an interesting idea. That would certainly create a strong economic incentive for them to stop that practice. You know, I think there are a lot of things. We have just been behind. Regulators and government policy has been behind in terms of oversight of checking accounts. It's been so focused on traditional lending that really regulators have just fallen behind on these types of practices. And so, again, I hope the CFPB, our new Consumer Bureau, working with the bank regulators, will be able to do a much better job going forward.
Sheila Bair is former head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and today president of Washington College on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Thank you so much.
Thank you.